Our president is just going ghost. He's disappearing at the most important time of the day. This is terrifying. All right, breaking news. Multiple United States intelligence officers are alarmed after Donald Trump has skipped the vast majority of his daily intelligence briefings, meaning he doesn't have the information necessary to make these decisions, which shows you why these decisions are made so poorly. At the same time, Trump is floating, suspending the writ of habeas corpus, which gives you due process in America, which has intelligence officials doubly alarmed. Before we break down this main story, let's start with something that I think more people should be talking about. Everybody should be talking about. The White House says Trump is considering suspending habeas corpus. What does that mean?
Well, the Constitution is clear, and that, of course, is the supreme law of the land, that the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus can be suspended in a time of invasion. So I would say that's an option we're actively looking at. Look, a lot of it depends on whether the courts do the right thing or not. At the end of the day, Congress passed a body of law known as the Immigration...
The courts doing the right thing would be the courts upholding the Constitution and upholding due process, as they've done multiple times. And when Stephen Miller says that our country is under invasion, you can use that to justify doing anything then. You can suspend habeas corpus. You can arrest political prisoners. You can do anything and say, our country is being invaded, therefore it's justified. White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller said on Friday that the Trump admin is actively looking at suspending habeas corpus, the right of a person to challenge their detention in court. One more time. Habeas corpus gives you the right to challenge your detention in court. What happens when you remove it? You can't challenge your detention. You're screwed. You're done. If carried out by President Trump, the suspension of habeas corpus would be a dramatic escalation of this admin's immigration policy by significantly curtailing a right enshrined by the Constitution and for all persons on United States soil and people on not on United States soil, all persons, not citizens. It says persons, and that's been upheld multiple times. Here's me explaining this exact concept to a MAGA voter. All right, watch me explain to this MAGA voter why Trump's illegal deportations are truly terrifying. Watch until the end.
So what you're saying is that everybody gets all the rights under the Constitution. We have to apply our Constitution to everybody of the world.
In the U.S., the Constitution particularly, specifically says that all persons in the United States have due process. Now, the framers put persons rather than citizens because it's not just citizens who deserve due process. All persons in the United States deserve due process. This has been upheld by multiple Supreme Court rulings. So what you're arguing for is creating a new class of people within America that have no due process whatsoever. What happens when you create a new class with no due process? You can justify putting anyone into that new class. What if I said that you were a gang member and I never gave you the chance to even defend yourself? Then boom, we deport you, and then I'm debating some MAGA person next month and they're like, oh, but Aldo was an MS-13 gang member. Like, you think that everybody should? Obviously, this is a bad example, but you get where I'm going, right? If you remove due process from one person, you can remove due process from anybody.
Again, deporting a person that crossed the border illegally is not a mistake.
Against a withholding order
illegally.
Of removal.
If he was deported to a country other than El Salvador...
That would have been fine. That would have been illegal.
You would have been fine with that?
The administrative error was them being deported. If he got due process, then sure. But the reason that he got deported to El Salvador is because they didn't give him the due process to figure out that there was a withholding order of removal.
Yeah, that is exactly the problem. Thank you, Adam, from a few weeks ago. That is the problem here. Quote, the Constitution is clear, and that, of course, is a supreme law of the land, that the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus can be suspended in a time of invasion. But under Stephen Miller's own logic, we're not being invaded, because haven't they, quote-unquote, closed the border down? But this brings us on to Trump skipping all but 12 of his daily intelligence briefings, which is disgusting. The president's lax approach to national security has some intelligence officials alarmed. And really quickly, I'm 22 years old, so I'm not supposed to be thinking about aging yet, but I am. I kind of overextended myself during the campaign cycle and realized that I need to be taking care of myself if I'm going to be traveling and working all of the time. And that's why I started taking Fatty 15. Now, it turns out there is a newly discovered essential fatty called C15. It's called cellular fragility syndrome. It means your cells are aging faster than they should, and it's because your body is likely deficient in C15. But Fatty 15 fixes that. This isn't your typical supplement. It was discovered by a doctor working with the U.S. Navy on aging dolphins, and now there are hundreds of studies showing it helps improve sleep, mood, heart health, even skin and joints. So Fatty 15 is on a mission to optimize your C15 levels to help you live a healthier, longer, and happier life. Get 15% off their 90-day starter kit at fatty15.com/blueheart. Use code blueheart. First link in the description below. One more time, In the first link in the description below, you can get 15% off their 90-day starter kit. Use code BLUEHEART. Thank you, guys. Many, many intelligence officials are alarmed, but at least we have a strong, steady hand at the head of the Pentagon, right? Oh God, it's Pete Hegseth, never mind. The president's lax approach has many alarmed. Donald Trump has been the president, for the second time, for more than 100 days. In that time, he has reportedly shown a troubling lack of regard for his daily intelligence briefings, and he disappears at key moments. Trump has reportedly sat for just 12 daily briefings, the daily briefings that you're supposed to do every morning, since his second term began in January. An eyebrow-raising drop from the already infrequent schedule of his first time in office, and that kind of shows you. Number one, he's not smart enough to make these decisions, but even if he were, he's not informed enough to make these decisions because he doesn't allow people around him to inform him. There's Trump and Mark Milley, we know how this turned out. Despite needing to navigate high-stakes diplomacy with the likes of Russia, China, and Iran, the commander-in-chief has largely ghosted the intelligence community's most critical briefing tool. Again, he's ghosting them, he's disappearing. Our president is disappearing during the most important time of the day. Politico reports that Trump received just 2 in-person intelligence updates per month in the first quarter of 2025 before shifting to a weekly briefing schedule in April. During his first term, Trump averaged 2 per week, the same number as Biden did during his administration. Quote, "It's sadly clear that President Trump doesn't value the expertise of and dangerous work performed by our intelligence professionals each and every day, and unfortunately, it leaves the American people increasingly vulnerable to threats we ought to see coming," said Senator Mark Warner. While Trump's aides insist he remains fully informed through ad hoc calls and top-level briefings, critics say that these informal meetings lack the hard truth and nuance that the intelligence briefers provide, especially as their insights often conflict with the White House narratives. Listen to this. I can almost guarantee you that this dude is getting more news from Fox, from the Fox 5, from Fox News, than he actually gets from the intelligence officials around him, and that's the problem. That's why we're seeing so many problems. Adding to the concern is the claim that Trump is known for not reading accompanying briefing documents, known as the book, preferring instead to rely on simple graphics or direct summaries. Simple graphics, this dude is a kindergartner. Our president is a kindergartner. His national security team has also been plunged into chaos. By the way, learning through graphics isn't inherently bad, but you have to be a multifaceted learner as the president of the United States. If your only way of learning is through coloring books and charts and graphs, that's kind of scary. But if you're like President Obama, I met him a few days ago. If you've seen those pictures, I'll be making a video on that soon. And this dude, I can almost guarantee he's just an amazing learner in many regards. The way he actively listens shows that he's a good learner. A weakening of national security services has been the fear of analysts for months. Just last week, former CIA intelligence officer Christina Hillsburg wrote for the Daily Beast that Trump's slashing of DEI initiatives at the CIA, quote, "demonstrates a clear lack of understanding how the intelligence community works. It risks reverting decades of progress at the spy organization, making the United States more vulnerable to a host of global threats." The scary thing is, these things don't manifest in our day-to-day lives for a few years. So the weakening of our intelligence and Pete Hegseth leaking information, that doesn't affect people like gas prices, but it does affect us. Definitely affects us over time. It makes us a less reliable partner, and it makes us overall just not as smart and strong. I'll leave it at that. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. I love you all. See you in the next video. Shout out to Fatty15, and peace out.